Just to review that last point, again, this is something that we stressed yesterday, we just want to make sure it's clear. From the Ramban's Lashon, that on Shabbos, even the mandamer that holds Kavsa Zakakla will be Moda, the Kavsa Ein Zakakla, and all you have is Ein La Ba Ela Mitzvah Sabaka Bavad. That's Lashon? Something close to that? Oh, not bad. Right, so that's all you have. So the implication is that on a day that's not Shabbos, you have mitzvahs hadlaka plus something else. What's the something else? Kavsa Zakakla. The mashmos is that Kavsa Zakakla is not part of mitzvahs hadlaka. It's something else. You have mitzvahs hadlaka, and then outside of mitzvahs hadlaka, you have this concept of Kavsa Zakakla for some other reason. Obviously, it's related to the theme of Chanukah and Pirsum, but it's not part and parcel of what we generally call the Iker Mitzvah. Okay? Good.
Could you just repeat that?
So how did we explain that additional thing? We said that you want to finish out the point?
This is where I got completely lost.
Forget about the riff for a second.
No, you know, I asked, like, how do we know that that's what the Ramban is saying?
Okay, so
that's
right.
That's where I just, like...
All right. Well, do you understand everything we said up until this point?
I think so, yeah.
Do you see how that's Mukhach and the Lashon?
Which one?
Everything we set up to now, do you see how that's calling out to you from the Lashon and the Ramban?
Yeah, the last thing we just said.
No, that's the key over here. Now when I tell you that on Shabbos there's something being suspended. Kavsa Zakakla. If you hold Kavsa Zakakla typically. Right, that's true.
Right.
Even the one that holds normally Kavsa Zakakla.
Right. The only missa you really have is Zakakla.
Right, but what I'm trying to get you to realize is that when you see that, what does the Ramban mean to tell you? Today on Shabbos, Ein Ba Ela Mitzvah Sadlaka Bavad. According to the sheet that holds Kavsa Zakakla. Because if you hold Kavsa and Zakakla, you're not really part of this conversation. Because this whole Gemara is based on the sheet that holds Kavsa Zakakla. Right? Rav Chisda is saying, Rav Huna holds Kavsa Zakakla. So forget about Mr. Kavsa and Zakakla right now. He's not part of this equation.
But when Shabbos drops...
When Shabbos comes, even the sheet that holds Kavsa Zakakla, he's going to say, meaning Rav Huna as well, will say what? Kavsa and Zakakla.
Right.
And that means you.
So the one you once you say that says the Ramban, Ein La Ba Ela Mitzvah Hadlaka Bilvad.
The mitzvah you have is actually
is Hadlaka, right? But what I'm trying to get you to realize is that that's telling you that up to that point, it's not this and only this. It's not Ein this. Right? Ela means only this. Only this because it's Shabbos. But what if it's not Shabbos? Oh, it's not Shabbos, then there's something else going on here. What's that? That's the Kavsa Zakakla. What is that? You see, Kavsa Zakakla, according to Ramban, is not part of Mitzvah Hadlaka. Do you understand that? Don't just say yes to make me feel good. If you don't, I'll explain again.
The last line.
Yeah.
When's the last line?
Again. I'll say it again. Sometimes the muscle needs repeating. Let's say you tell kids, every game, every little league game that you have to bring your lunch and your mitt. Then one day you tell them, listen, today we're only playing baseball. Don't bring your lunch. So what do I understand about the requirement of bringing lunch all those other days? That it's not per se part of the game. It's something else that you happen to be doing. Okay, you're taking a break for lunch, or you're having lunch before, lunch after. It's not part of the game. Today I tell you, it's just about the game. No lunch today. So that's just the nimshal is what? The nimshal is normally I tell you there's a mitzvah hadlaka and there's this lunch called kavsa zakakla. So come Shabbos and I tell you, listen, Rabbosai, today you can't bring your lunch for whatever reason. Okay? And in the case of kavsa zakakla, you can't say it on Shabbos because it's efshali zakakla. So whatever reason, you can't bring your lunch. I say we're only playing baseball today. Bring your mitt and not your lunch. We're only playing baseball today. Ein lo ba ela mitzvahs baseball bilvad. Right? So what do you see from there? Oh, you see from there that the requirement of lunch bringing has nothing to do with the baseball. That was a super added thing. Separate. Runs alongside the baseball game. Again, I'm not trying, on Hadlaka. Today. What's going to happen tomorrow? Tomorrow you're going to have Hadlaka, and you're going to have something else. You're going to have lunch again tomorrow.
Could you say that analogy?
Without the analogy, just the nimshal. Yeah. The lunch is getting you confused.
No, I got that.
Okay, so again, today is Shabbos. Today is Shabbos. We don't have this other bring-along called Kavsa Zakla. Right. We don't have that today. You know what we have today? Only Mitzvah Hadlaka. So what does that mean? That means that Kavsa Zakla is not part of Hadlaka. Not part of what we'll call Iker Hadlaka. It's something else. It's related, of course. It's related to Hadlaka. It's for a different reason. Chazal wanted you to have a piersum. Felt ideally should have piersum for a certain amount of time. Okay, so you have normally both things. You have Hadlaka plus this other obligation of making sure that the candle's burning for a certain amount of time.
How do we get that?
That's what I just tried to show you.
No, I'm saying, but it's...
That's what I...
Rabbi gets it. I'm saying it's like, you know, you learn a math problem on board.
Yeah.
And like, it seems so easy. And you're reading it yourself. And like, how did the teacher get
that? No, that's what I'm trying to show you the steps. When you see that statement, you might not be able to identify what the other thing is, but you should be able to identify that there is something else. When you see language like that, ein ba ela this, today. All of a sudden, today, you only have this. Again, it would be if I was speaking to you and I said, today you're only playing baseball, just bring a glove. Ooh, why'd he say that? Why'd he say that? It's a weird thing to say. Why don't you just say, you can't bring your lunch today? Why'd he go ahead and then say, today we're only playing baseball, therefore I'll only bring you mitt? It must mean something. Okay, it must mean that lunch is not part of the game. What's lunch? I don't know, but it's not part of the game. That at least you should be able to see. Therefore, in order to explain Rav Huna, I need to identify another reason for not using those wicks and fuels. Because if I don't have Kavsa Zakakla today...
That's why you say Matrician as
well? Yeah. If I don't have Kavsa Zakakla today, because I don't bring my lunch today...
Maybe I'll have...
Shemiyata.
Maybe I'll have that.
No, not maybe. Why? It's a given. It's a given that Rav Huna holds you can't use these wicks on Shabbos. Right? Well, one second. If you're telling me it's not because of Kavsa Zakakla... Originally, the premise of the question was, well, Kavsa Zakakla was going to be a reason enough. Rabban telling you, no. Kavsa Zakakla doesn't apply today. There's no Kavsa Zakakla today.
So that's just saying, to tell you why you can't use these whips.
That's right. That's the second reason that the Gemara gives. Mutla Shtamish La'ora. Yes? Mutla Shtamish La'ora, and therefore I'm concerned, Shema Yata Sener. The Shabbos is concerned. It's not a Hanukkah concern.
Otherwise, we would use any kind of whip.
That's right.
But everyone hold it, nothing else, though.
You mean within the Rav Huna realm?
Yeah.
We discussed that, right? I think what you're talking about is the difference between Shabbos and the rest of the week. If it's just either you might be posh within Rashi, right? If it's just a concern that you might be posheya, right? If it's just a concern you might be posheya, not fix it. Okay, so you run the risk. It's not, you're not doing an isser. That's the weekday. He says that. We'll come back to Rashi in a minute. I'll hold off. You gotta try to look at each Rishon independently. Don't get distracted by the, right? Got the Ramban now, so enjoy for a second. soak it in. Have some satisfaction from that, and then we'll get to the next thing. Right, but the Ramban quotes that riff at the end, right? He doesn't like the riff. The riff Dafka brings the Raya from Shabbos, yeah?
What's the end part of the Ramban? That's the part that I wasn't
on. Yeah, that's what we're talking about right now.
That's the Hishamesh part, right?
The Hishamesh part?
Once he said, so Kavta doesn't help for Shabbos.
Therefore, that's why the Gemara, that's why you need another reason.
When does Chanukah start?
But what is, what, does he, does well, he?
25th of Kislev.
Oh, he just said this part. Does he have an explanation? Does he have an explanation?
All this talk of Chanukah, I mean, when is that anyway?
What does the Hishamesh make that makes it required on Shabbos? Like, why?
The whole idea of Lishdamash La'ora is only a Shabbos based concern.
But what is that concern?
The Shemayata Saner. Yeah, Shemayata Saner. Maybe the fuel will be not so good, the wicks won't be so good, the flame won't burn so well, and then you'll be tempted to pull it down.
Oh, so it is like Rosh.
Yeah, as far as that's concerned, yeah. Okay, what about the riff? So we explained, the riff apparently holds the other way. The Rif holds no, they're not separated. They're not two separate things. They're one. Yonah, you were working with us at the end of this year. You want to say over that part?
Well, maybe for you to do this. My notes are.
Well, don't use your notes then. Just go from your recollection. We'll help you out as we go on. Again, if the Ramban holds that there are two things, I mean, what is the Rif?
The Rif holds that there's one. Those are something that only applies to the lighting itself, the initial lighting.
Right, how do we see that? He derives Kal Sazakukla from where?
He
takes the case of Reb Zera. And what does Reb Zera hold?
Reb Zera holds that, you know, Kavsav Ein
Zakukla. Kavsa?
Ein Zakukla.
Well, the Rif says that from Reb Zera. Is that what you said?
Oh, sorry, Reb Zera says one thing you can hear.
The Rif, sorry, you gotta make it. Reb Zera holds, not like Reb Huna, Reb Zera says you could use all these inferior wicks and fuels on Shabbos and during the week. Comes along the Rif and says, oh, you know what? From that we see that what? We see Kal Sein Zakukla. In effect, you could use it on Shabbos. What's the matter?
Where was the Rif? Is it on this street?
It is in the Rif. It is in the
Rif. We couldn't find it when we looked at it.
You did find it. Daniel Simon found it. It wasn't the Rav Huna piece. It was the Rav Zera piece.
Right.
Oh, so that piece that we were looking
at. That was correct. Yes. But he quotes it inside. He quotes Rabbeinu HaGadol. Right? He quotes Rabbeinu HaGadol. And he says, oh, I have a big kash on Rabbeinu HaGadol, right, who we know to be the Rif.
Okay.
If we had any doubt at the end, he says, Rav Afasi. Right?
And we're doing that because if we take the proof by contradiction, if you can use inferior candles
on Shabbos,
then even though the candles are likely, or there's a possibility they're go out, you don't have to go and relight them.
Right.
If you did have to go and relight them, then you'd be, you know, mafakuling the mitzvah since you've used inferior quality products.
Right, that's the only way he could prove from Shabbos, right? The Ramban says you can't prove from Shabbos because of what he said, but the Rif is proving from Shabbos. So by virtue of the fact that he's proving from Shabbos, what's he essentially saying? He's saying, oh, Reb Zera says I could use lousy wicks and fuels on Shabbos. Must be that he holds, or that we hold, Kav Sayin Zakukla. How do I know that? Because if I held Kav Sayin Zakukla, then what? Then I wouldn't be able to use these because if they went out, I'd have to relight them.
Right.
And I wouldn't be able to the mitzvah because I wouldn't be in a position where the candles are able to be relit. Oh, but the fact that I could use them on chol, according to the Rif, that's not a good raya. Why? Because I could still say Zakukla over there.
Where's the Rif say you use on chol? Where's the Rif say you use on chol?
Zera says you could use it on chol, but the Rif is focused on the Shabbos portion of it.
In other words.
Because on Chol you're just worried about the Pshia. On Chol you would just be worried about the Pshia. So you can't necessarily bring a riot from there.
Yeah,
please.
Okay, so if you use inferior candles on Chol, this is according to Rezir, you can do so. So if Kosov Zakuk law, you want to isolate what it's attached to. Is it attached to only the initial lighting, or is it attached to the keeping lit? So by whole, since you can always relight a candle, then whole doesn't prove anything regarding...
Tell me, I could use these candles on Shabbos. It must be the Hel Kosov Zakuk law. Why? Because if Hel Kosov Zakuk law, you couldn't use these on Shabbos. Well, why not? Why not? That he doesn't say. The Rif. So what we said yesterday was, oh, you see from that, from the Rif's proof, he holds differently than the Ramban. Remember the Ramban said Shabbos you can't prove from. Why? Because on Shabbos there is no Kavsa Zakukla. The Rif is saying, by virtue of the fact that I could use these candles on Shabbos, it means Kavsa Ein Zakukla. Why? Because he's saying, obviously, that there is a potential to say Kavsa Zakukla on Shabbos.
The chiyuv still exists, but it's just you can't.
The only way you could prove to me that is if it's bound up with the ikar hadlaka.
Right. And it just so happens to be that there's a Shabbos in the way, and the Shabbos.
In other words, if the Rif would look at the Shabbos case and say, "Oh, Reb Zera holds it on Shabbos, I could use these wicks and fuels," he could say like the Ramban, "Oh, the reason why you could do it is not because I hold Kafsa in Zakukla in general, it's because on Shabbos there's no Kafsa Zakukla. Right? But he's not saying that. He's saying, oh, that proves that Rav Huna, well, that proves that Rav Zeira holds Kafsa in Zakukla across the board. Well, what do you mean it holds, it proves that? Why should it prove that? Maybe Shabbos is different. Elamai, what do you see? No. That on Shabbos, the reason why you could do that is because we hold Kafsa in Zakukla. Because if you held Kafsa Zakukla, you wouldn't be able to use these things on Shabbos either. Why not? Because there's no two things. It's not that there's two things, like the Ramban said. There's Iker Mitzvah Hadlaka, which applies on Shabbos, and Kafsa Zakukla, which doesn't. No. If you could use those for the Hadlaka, that means, de facto, that you don't hold Kafsa Zakukla. Because there's no separate thing. Kafsa Zakukla means there's a din in the Hadlaka itself. Right? Kafsa Zakukla is part of the Hadlaka. When I tell you Kafsa Zakukla, I'm not telling you that there's a separate thing that you have to do. I'm telling you that you have to go back and you have to ensure that you're yotze the mitzvah. Kafsa Zakukla means that there's a chisaron in your mitzvah of hadlaka. Ramban is not saying that. Ramban's not saying there's a chisaron in your mitzvah of hadlaka. Ramban's saying there's something else. Okay, normally you have to do this other thing. On Shabbos you have no bravery, you can't do it. But the Rif is saying, no, from the fact that I could light those candles, that shows you there must be Kafsa Zakukla. Why? Because otherwise you couldn't do it. What do you mean I couldn't do it? Just tell me it's mitzvah, Iker mitzvah, luck, I'm satisfying, but not Kafsa Zakukla. No. The Ramban is apparently telling you that the Hainuach, Kafsa Zakukla is part of the mitzvah of Hadlaka.
So how can Rav Huna hold Kafsa Zakukla?
I mean, that's Machlok's name, or Kafsa Zakukla, Kafsa Zakukla.
But who's, I don't understand what the Rif's explaining. Who's he talking about?
The Rif? The Rif's just bringing it right from Zera. The Rif is not really commenting on Rav Huna. There are different shitos that hold in the Gemara.
Wasn't Ramban talking about Rav Huna?
Yeah. But again, he's talking about Rav Huna as an excuse to talk about Kafsa Zakukla. So Ramban also talks about Kafsa Zakukla. It happens to be. His comments are, at least for this purpose, his comments are on Rav Zeira. They're not arguing on Rav Huna per se. They can't argue on Rav Huna because the Gemara says Rav Huna holds Kafsa Zakukla.
But wasn't
they're arguing on how to learn Kafsa
Zakukla. Wasn't the Ramban coming to say, right, it says Kafsa Zakukla, but now it also has to say Majri Shamish Dora.
Yeah. So once the Ramban has his model, he says, once we have this, and once we have this understanding, I have a question on what the Rif says. The Rif brings a riot for Kafsa in Zakukla from Shabbos. I say you can't bring a riot for Kafsa in Zakukla from Shabbos, and you can only bring it from Chol, the Ramban. Because on Shabbos, there is no such thing as Kafsa Zakukla. Oh, the Ramban is, the Rif is using Shabbos as a raya. It must be, we're saying, that no, on Shabbos, there is a potential to say Kafsa Zakukla. Okay, you can't, because practically you won't be able to do it. But that must mean that you're allowed to use those wicks and fuels because they don't hold Kafsa Zakukla. Yes, no? Let's use our mashal.
Question on the fact, does the Rif explicitly say that he holds Kafsa Zakukla?
He personally?
Or
he bring he, yeah, he says from here you see, from Rav Zeira you see, Kafsa Zakukla.
Yeah, no, but how do we know again that the Rif says
that's the way that ultimately possible Kafsa Zakukla.
No, I understand that.
So what are you asking? There's only two possibilities. You can't bring a raya that he holds Kafsa Ein Zakukla from the fact that you could use these things on Chol because you could relight it. Right? You could relight it. Maybe he's not concerned that a guy's going to be Poshea, like Rashi says, something like that. But you can't necessarily bring a raya that the reason why he says that is because he doesn't care about Zakukla. That's not necessarily a raya. Going to the Rif. Yes, yes. No, no.
What are you saying to?
I'm not going to be able to explain this to you. Wow, that's exciting. Throwing down the gauntlet. What do you mean? What do you mean? Which part is not clear?
I don't know.
Can you just repeat the last thing you said?
Which part is not clear?
The last part you said.
No, that's the last thing I said. The Rif?
No, I just didn't catch the last thing you said.
Yeah, the last thing I said was the Rif. The Rif openly says that he's learning, that we learn. That's when the Gemara says Rav Zeira's Shita is predicated on Kafsa and Zakukla, the Rif says, oh, that's from his Shabbos component. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's just given. There's nothing to really harbor over. There's nothing to think about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So, right? So the question is, well, Ramban's saying, well, that's not a Raya. On Shabbos, everyone holds kalsins in tzaka klal. Right? Oh, what do you have left? You just have mitzvah sadlaka. But the Rif apparently is saying, oh, that's not true. It's not true. By virtue of the fact that Rav Zera says you could use these, that teaches me kalsin in tzaka klal. Why? It must be because for the Rif, there's only one thing. There's hadlaka and kafsa. They go hand in hand. Kafsa, zakakla, and hadlaka are part and parcel. Right? So if I tell you that today you could use a bad wick, a bad fuel, knowing that there's no way for you to relight it, that must mean that I don't hold of kafsa, zakakla. Maybe you'll tell me that it means mitzvah hadlaka exists, but not the kafsa, zakakla component. Like the Ramban?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's the very reason why he's able to bring a raya from Shabbos. The very reason why he's able to bring a raya from Shabbos is from a place where you can't relight it. That shows me Kalsayin Zakhla. Well, the Ramban would say, that doesn't teach me anything because on Shabbos everyone holds Kalsayin Zakhla because ain't his cock in law. Yeah. I feel like this is a personal fail. Let's move away from this one second. I think at least in abstract, group fist pound. At least in abstract, we understand that there's two different understandings here of kalsa zakagla as it relates to the mitzvah of hadlaka.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. What would you say about Rashi?
Ooh, that's what I was trying to figure out.
How does Rashi understand?
Kalsa zakagla, everything.
Say that again?
See,
he can't hold. I mean, we paskin and kafsa ein zakakla. So I'm not asking what he holds. I'm asking how does he understand the relationship between kafsa zakakla and what the Ramban calls mitzvah hadlaka. Stated differently, is he in the Ramban's camp or is he in the Rif's camp? Ramban. Look at his lashon.
Tzarech lechatchila la'asos hilka. Tzarech lechatchila la'asos yafeh. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're required to do. Use the nice candles,
right?
Because Dilma poshea v'lo metarkein la.
Okay.
Because maybe you'll come and you'll be poshea, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a function.
Wait a second. And when you poshea, you won't do what?
V'lo metarkein la.
You won't be masakin it.
You won't be able to fix it.
Right. You won't be masakin it. Good luck. Good point. Is there another Rashi that's also important?
Oh, there's another one right under.
Go ahead.
Umutel eshtamish la'ora.
No, okay. not that Rashi.
Oh, Kapsa?
Yeah,
that Kapsa near Hanukkah?
Yep. Good. Oh, that's it?
That's it.
No, you read it. Dilma Pasha Veloma Sakin. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You read it. So we mentioned the other day, this language is a little bit strange. Why did he say to be Misakin? What does Misakin mean?
To fix it.
To fix it. What we have expected Rashi perhaps to say?
Push it and you won't, then you just...
And you won't do what?
You won't do it.
You won't do what? You won't relight it. He'll say, and you won't light a candle. You won't light a new candle. You won't light a candle. You won't relight a candle.
So he's saying that...
What, before you tell me what he's saying, I just want to make sure that everyone understands.
Yeah, everyone knows. Sorry.
Why is Rashi saying l'sakna and not l'hadlika? Right? Why is he saying to fix it and not to light it?
Because l'hadlik would imply that it's part of the mitzvah of hadlaka, right? Where l'sakna implies that it's just something different from hadlaka, so therefore it's something that you need to fix. There's a problem in that mitzvah, a separate mitzvah, that you would need to fix. As opposed to hadlaka would imply that the idea of kafsa would be combined with the Ner Chanukah. Therefore, it would be madlik.
You want to say Lashon of Tikkun implies what?
That
kafsa is what?
Kafsa is not part of the mitzvah. Kafsa Zakala is not part of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah.
It's not part of the mitzvah.
Yeah.
One second. You want to say something about that? Okay, so let's let him express his opinion first.
Because if he would have said madlik, then you would understand that okay, madlik has to do with the mitzvah.
But so what is to be misakin talking about? You saying it's not talking about the Ner Chanukah?
No, it could be talking about the Ner Chanukah.
So Rashi is saying, if you hold Kavsa Zakukla, you're saying that you're saying that when it goes out, you have an obligation to be masaking, to fix it. And fix it doesn't mean what? Or it does mean what?
Fix it means that there's the obligation to fix the fact that the candle went out, right?
That's what you want to say.
But as opposed to mandlik, mandlik is more like you have to relight it because of the mitzvah of because of Ner Chanukah and Kavsa Zakukla, because they're combined together.
Okay, let me just clarify what Avi's saying, and we'll see if everyone else agrees. Avi's saying like this, that when Rashi chose the lashon of being misaking, he did so in order to tell you that you're not lacking in your mitzvah of hadlaka. Is that what you're trying to say? That your deficiency is not in the hadlaka per se, but there's something else about this candle that needs to be fixed. You yotze your mitzvah hadlaka, there's something else that needs fixing, whatever that is, that other reason for Chazal to require Kav Sazak. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be honest. I didn't think of it in those terms.
No, what were you thinking?
Well, forget about what I'm thinking. Let's hear what everyone else has to say. Just before we say something new, I want someone to. Are you commenting on Avi Hirschman's
question
on what?
Yes. Can you go over the facts again on the Rashi?
The facts on Rashi?
Yes.
There's only one fact. Rashi, when he that's Dr. J. Dr. J's handy one. When Rashi says Kavsa Zakukla, rather, when the Gemara says Kavsa Zakukla, Rashi says what that means is that you'll have to be masaking the Nair, to fix the Nair.
So again, Rashi in the camp?
No camps.
Okay, Rashi explaining.
Rashi, yeah, exactly. When Rashi explains the Shita of Kavsa Zakukla, he says that would mean they'd have to be masaking the Nair. You have to masak it in there. So the question is, well, why does he say that? Why doesn't he just say you'll have to light the candle again?
Okay,
fine. Let's hear. That's what I want to hear.
He seems like Rashi seems to be very, no pun intended, fixed on this word.
Yeah, use it more than once, right?
Right. So it seems like
use it twice.
Right.
He says Kavsa Zakukla. By the way, this is one of those Rashis where you have to read the Dibur HaMaskil together with the
right.
with the rest of the Lashon.
It's a green light Rashi.
Exactly. Kavsa Zakukla Lasakna. Zakukla, Rashi is saying it means Zakukla Lasakna. What does it mean that you're Zakuk? You're bound to it. You're bound to it in terms of fixing it. Zakukla Lasakna. Okay?
Therefore, that's what he says.
Therefore, Pasha, maybe you'll be Pasha, yeah?
So
and you won't fix it.
But he seems to be very. He's saying Pasha, right?
Pasha is that you'll be negligent.
No, I'm saying not Pasha, Pasha. I want to make sure I'm saying the word right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dilma Pasha.
Right. Like he's putting a lot of emphasis on the word Pasha. Meaning that it's sort of like a 1A and 1B kind of. It's like a, 1A, 1B, sort of. As in a. It's exactly. It's two part mitzvah. That you have to be, that it has to be lit, but it also has to last. And therefore, if it doesn't last, we'll worry that you're not going to come fix it. Meaning, if you don't come to fix it.
Right, so that's why I'm saying it should have said mazel.
Whoa, slow.
Okay,
so therefore, what does lasakna mean?
Lasakna means that you have to fix it in order to get the mitzvah on the book. That's what I'm not saying. A little different.
Right.
Yeah.
So why didn't it just say mazel?
One second.
Yeah.
Does everyone understand that position? So Daniel Simon's saying what lasakna means is that you have to fix it. You have to fix the candle. I mean, your candle is now deficient. The mitzvah, the hadlaka. Your hadlaka is deficient. Zakukla lasakna means, Daniel's saying, that you're going back and you're fixing the primary thing.
Because you don't fix
it. Hadlaka, if I would say lahadlika, it makes it sound like it's something new. A new. I'm not going back and fixing my primary candle. I'm doing something different. Right? And Avi's saying no. Lasakna means that there's a separate requirement of being masaking. It's not in the terms of the hadlaka. Had Rashi said lahadlika, that would tell me that I'm lacking in my primary obligation of halakha. That's what you're learning. You're saying Rashi used this lashon to tell you, no, it's not a chisaron in the halakha as much as it's a chisaron somehow in the in a component of the ner. Yes?
But using the words of chila and pasha, I think that's why it's like, it makes it seem like you have to do that. I mean, you could have said like, just a little...
That's what nafkami would be between what the two of you are saying, is that according to you, if you hold kasa zakla for Rashi, and you don't go back and misak in it, you're lacking. Your mitzvah is, you didn't get your mitzvah.
Right.
Like, it's like sort of like the Ramban. I mean, like the Rif. Right, and like the Avi saying, no, it's like the Ramban, that you got your mitzvah hadlaka, but there was another obligation to be misakin it, right? A separate obligation to be misakin it for another reason, another motivation of pure simonis. Is that that's what you're saying? Okay, do we have any other opinions or one like to test these afterwards? We'll see how they
the hypotheses.
Well, again, I mean, they're both very logical. They both make good sense. I mean, very different approaches, I think, in terms of the way we're using the Lashonos. You know, the best we could do is see if we could reject one or maybe see how the Yachronim deal with this question and take it from there. Yeah.
Sorry, you want to go?
Like, what was the remaining thing?
Okay, anyway, let's get back. I digress. My fault, Boucher. So what are you saying now about Pasheya? Because Rashi says, Rashi's like this. Kavsa zakakula lasakna. What do you mean? Oh, since you will be required to quote unquote fix it, we're concerned that maybe charged with that fixing, you'll be posheya, and you won't fix it, and therefore we tell you lachachil, don't use these types of candles, because maybe you'll be putting yourself in that situation. You'll light them, they won't burn properly. You'll be required to fix them, and you won't. In the fixing, but the question is, why is Rashi using this funny language of kavsa zakuk lo sakna? Why doesn't he say kavsa zakuk lo lahadlika? There are two different theories that have been presented.
Daniel, can you repeat yours?
Yeah, sure. So the fact that Rashi says the word twice, like that word, the shorosh said twice. He uses the word the chilam, uses the word pasha, seeming to imply that if you don't do this, if you don't come back and fix it, then you're not yotze mitzvah halakha.
Yeah, but where are you bringing that raya from? The pshia is that you're not going to relight it when you should. But I think that I thought what you were stressing is the fact that it's lasakna to fix it.
Right.
And by not fixing it, you're lacking.
He says zakakla, right? That you have to, if it...
Lasakna. You have to correct it. In other words, you're correcting the very thing itself.
And if you don't hilkaf, right? Therefore, if you don't, sarif, I mean, right, hilkaf, therefore, sarif, hilal, isa, lasos, yafbe, lima, pasha, velom, sakin, right? Maybe you're going to be negligent and not fixing it. If you don't fix it, then you didn't do the second part of the law.
I thought you were saying something different. Where are you bringing this raya from that lasakna means that it's the ikar mitzvah? I thought what you were saying is that lasakna means that you're fixing the very candle itself. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just I don't know because you're pointing to different words and this.
Oh,
and this. I
don't tell things over.
Okay.
That's why,
that's what Daniel's saying. Daniel's saying, what is it when Rashi says lasakna kavsa la kavsa zakak la? As the very candle itself needs my attention. You're saying the exact opposite. That lasakna doesn't mean that the ikar candle was okay. Right? Isn't that what you're saying? You're saying lasakna means... You're saying lasakna means a tangential thing.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the ikar mitzvah.
If they wanted to relate it to the mitzvah, they would have said mazel.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. That's why I'm just trying to explain it.
I want to see his in
He's saying the reason why Rashi didn't use the lashon of lahadlik is because that would tell you that the deficiency was in the hadlaka. And Rashi also the deficiency is not in the hadlaka.
Why not fixing it at all then?
Because we have that secondary idea of kafsa zakakla, which tells you that, yeah, you should light it, but it's not because of the ikar mitzvah. Like what we said to the Ramban. Okay, all right, we could argue about it. All right, so Blina will pick up with this point tomorrow. We'll try to see how some of the Mefarshim deal with this issue. The Rosh Hashiva is supposed to be giving Shira tomorrow. Zach, you want to be part of the Shira if there's a Shira tomorrow?
Yeah, I would.
I'll let you know, Blinana, when I have more definitive information. But I think the Rosh Hashiva is going to give Shia tomorrow at some point. I'll text you. I'll let you know.
What kind of Shia?